Hi, it's the Congressional Corner with brand new incoming Congressman Mondaire Jones. Congressman, tell us a little about yourself. You know, we're going to become fast friends over the years and interview you quite regularly. So why don't you give us a little background?
Alan, I so look forward to being interviewed quite regularly in the many years to come and to our imminent close friendship. I'm a little unusual for my district. I grew up in Section 8 housing and on food stamps, and I was raised by a young single mom who, like so many incredible women throughout my district and throughout this country, worked multiple jobs just to put food on the table for us. And so I knew at an early age that there was a role to play for government to ensure that everyone in our society can live in dignity. And through a quality public education and the help of an entire community, including in the East Ramapo Central School District, where I attended K through 12, I was able to rise above those humble circumstances that I just described to you and make it to Stanford University, work in the Obama administration at the Department of Justice, attend Harvard Law School, and then after being in private practice for a number of years, work for Westchester County in the law department as a trial attorney before saying, you know what? I want to give back to the community that raised me, the community that, like so many other communities throughout this country, urgently needs government to work for them. And so I set out on what many called an improbable bid that ended up becoming a history-making bid. And I'm really, really excited to, in about a month from now, be sworn in as the next United States Congress member from New York 17th District.
And you have some very impressive news to report that we've been reading about, in that you have been elected from the freshman class to be the representative of that of those incoming members to Nancy Pelosi and leadership. Did you have to politic for that, or did it just sort of come up?
Things like this require hard work, and I'm really proud of the fact that my classmates were unanimously receptive to my run to represent them now as a member of House leadership. I'm excited also to serve on the Steering and Policy Committee. By virtue of being a member of House leadership, that committee makes recommendations to the Speaker with respect to committee memberships and makes recommendations to the entire caucus about who ought to lead these respective committees. But more than anything, I'm excited to be part of a freshman class that is unified, that understands that we've got big challenges, and they're prepared to meet those challenges along with the rest of the Democratic caucus in Congress, working in partnership, of course, with President-elect Joe Biden and Vice President-elect Kamala Harris.
Mondaire Jones, you're coming into Congress as theoretically Donald Trump is leaving. Any impressions on the night? Well, I'm going to use a pejorative word, the nightmare we've been experiencing with Trump.
My perspective is that of a joyfulness, that we will once again have competent people leading the executive branch of the federal government. And that's not just the person who will occupy the Oval Office. It's the person who will be at the helm of the Department of Justice, someone who will care once again about the rule of law and about the civil rights of all Americans. There will be an intelligence community whose opinions and expertise are respected once again, and will be doing something about the foreign interference or attempted foreign interference in our elections by other countries, including Russia. All of these things we used to just take for granted, but our institutions failed us over the past several years. And so we've got to make sure that as we build back better, we take a look at legislation like H.R. 1, the For the People Act, which would make sure that, you know, everyone is able to exercise their constitutional right to vote in this country. I'm really looking forward to that.
And at the top of your list of to-do when you're in Congress, your bills that you're going to put up, is there anything that you really feel absolutely comes first?
it has to be COVID-19 relief. People are dying, and many more people are struggling to survive. It's why I don't like the use of the word stimulus with respect to what's being debated right now. This isn't just about jolting the economy. This is more importantly about allowing people to survive. People are trying to figure out how they're going to pay the cost of their housing expenses, how to put food on the table for themselves and their family members. You know, so this is not a handout that people are asking for. They want relief from the federal government. Frankly, relief that should have come a long time ago. And so that has to be the number one priority. And then we got to get to things like democracy reforms, like what I just described in H.R. 1, also known as the For the People Act, to restore our democracy. We have to do things like eliminate this practice, this egregious practice of partisan gerrymandering of congressional districts, and replace that process with independent redistricting commissions like what we have in New York State. That's how you make sure people who are QAnon adherents are successfully elected to Congress just because they've won their primaries.
We're running out of time, but I wanted to ask you something. Can you put yourself in the minds of those Republican United States senators, the other House, who are saying, we are not going to give any of this relief to those people you were just talking about? Do you have any understanding that will help me understand for myself? Because I can't.
I don't know that I have special understanding, but I do think I have the right idea, and that is Republicans in Congress, for the most part, care far more about corporations and the wealthy in our society than they do about working people who did not, unlike Jeff Bezos and others during the pandemic, get richer, but rather saw their fortunes decimated to the extent that they ever had fortunes. And of course, most people barely have savings in our society. If you're living paycheck to paycheck, you really, really need what's being discussed right now, which is COVID-19 relief. And that's to say nothing of the state and local governments whose budgets have been decimated. In New York State, we're forecasting over a $13 billion budget shortfall. You got teachers who are relying on the contractually promised pay increases. You got a lot of kids who can't distance learn effectively because they don't have laptops or desktops, let alone internet access. Republicans in Congress, for the most part, do not care.
We've been talking to Mondaire Jones, who's the new congressman from New York's 17th district. He's going to take office in January 2021. Mondaire Jones, we're going to be looking forward to a tremendous series of conversations with you. And when we come back the next time, I want to ask you about the district.
I'm looking forward to it. I love talking about my district. It is the greatest district in the country.
That's great.